The search for the dead and missing after a Singapore Airlines jet crashes during a typhoon.
I was afraid that we would be getting a fire and burn alive.
A last-minute push for Western votes.
California is going to go Bush-Cheney on November the 7th.
Gore goes on the attack in Oregon.
It is, in fact, a form of class warfare on behalf of billionaires.
TV pioneer and funny man Steve Allen dies.
He was an originator. There was nobody like him.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Cynthia Weber. In Taipei, Taiwan, emergency crews picked through the still smoldering debris of Singapore Airlines Flight 006. The 747 bound for Los Angeles crashed while attempting to take off in a bad storm. The crew told the tower it hit something on the runway. The plane broke into pieces and burst into flames. The airline says at least 66 people have been killed. There are a number of missing. The manifest shows 47 Americans were on board. The plane was carrying a total of 179 people. Dozens were injured. Some walked away with barely a scratch, including this woman.
I almost felt seasick because there was so much movement in the plane.
Another survivor says it was chaos.
We couldn't open the emergency door because it was on the ground. It wouldn't open. And we couldn't use the other emergency door because it was several feet up. You know, it was up on top.
More on the story in Los Angeles from CBS News reporter Steve Futterman.
Relatives are beginning to slowly arrive here at Los Angeles International Airport. James Boyd is a Singapore Airlines spokesman.
We have assistance for them that's being provided by Singapore Airlines staff, by the Red Cross, by the Salvation Army.
And as is often the case in tragedies like this, there are remarkable stories of fate. This man, Chin Lim, was supposed to be on today's flight, but instead came back 2 weeks ago.
I changed my mind because my wife told me to come back earlier. That's it.
Today, he said, he thanked his wife. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles International Airport.
And now this.
Welcome to Postcard Travel.
I need a vacation.
Oh, sit down and have some spritzers. They're cute little cookies from Pepperidge Farm.
Mmm, these spritzers are refreshing.
What are you thinking?
It's like a lemon breeze tickling my face.
How about Hawaii?
A tangy snowflake on my tongue.
Okay, Aspen.
New Pepperidge Farm Spritzers cookies. Light and airy with a surprising tang. Lemon, lime, and raspberry never felt this good.
The sensation of another universe.
Let's talk Jupiter.
Pepperidge Farm. Never have an ordinary day.
Hello, Angels. I've got a new assignment from A&E. Let's review our positions for Hello, Angels Week. Farrah Fawcett, you shed more than your halo. Cheryl Ladd, your angelic voice packs a punch. Our newest angel, Drew Barrymore, finds her wings. And Jacqueline Smith, your fourth marriage, made in heaven.
Hello, Angels Week on Biography. Tonight at 8, 7 Central with Farrah Fawcett on A&E.
Careful, Angels. Biography is on to you.
This time next week, we'll be voting for president. The candidates are concentrating on a handful of Western states that appear to be up for grabs. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is with the Bush campaign in California.
Mixing raucous rallies with kinder, gentler events that focus on specific themes, George W. Bush is wrapping up his campaign in the West. At a Christian relief agency, he patted the shoulder of a 31-year-old man who tearfully told what it meant to be recovering from drug and alcohol addictions.
You know, being honest and not have to lie, you know, to catch away. To get things, you know.
Later, Bush admitted in a speech to volunteers,
I quit drinking in 1986. Haven't had a drop since then. It wasn't because of a government program, by the way, in my particular case.
He proposes a church and state link, federal money for faith-based charities, and he wants to expand tax deductions for charitable giving. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, with the Bush campaign, San Jose, California.
I'm Peter Mayer with the Gore campaign in Portland, Oregon. While many Democrats are worried about the threat from Green Party candidate Ralph Nader, Gore is focusing on economic policy differences with George W. Bush.
What he is actually proposing, let's be plain about it, is a massive redistribution of wealth from the middle class to the wealthiest few. It is, in fact, a form of class warfare on behalf of billionaires.
Gore flies next to California, an insurance stop in a state where he's confident of victory. Then it's on to Florida, perhaps the biggest battleground left in the closing chapter of the campaign. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the Gore campaign in Portland, Oregon.
U.S. military officials say American troops in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait have been put on ThreatCon Delta, the highest level of alert because of a credible terrorist threat. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
This is not a Milano moment. And this?
Mom!
definitely not a Milano moment. A Milano moment goes like this. Settling back with a bag of Milano cookies, getting lost in that rich, dark chocolate nestled in an exquisitely textured cookie. It's my Milano, it's my moment. I say, if you're gonna have a cookie, have a cookie. Pepperidge Farm, never have an ordinary day.
I'm John Lampe, Chairman and CEO of Bridgestone Firestone. We initiated a voluntary recall of 6.5 million Firestone tires. We're replacing those tires as quickly as possible. We have increased production of replacement tires. We're air freighting new tires from Japan and reimbursing our customers if they buy another brand. We accept full responsibility for the tire problems that led to our voluntary recall, and we pledge to do all we can to rebuild your confidence in Firestone products and Firestone people.
He made us laugh for decades. Comedian Steve Allen has died of an apparent heart attack at his son's home in Encino, California. He was 78. Allen was a TV pioneer. He was the original host of The Tonight Show. Fellow comedian Milton Berle.
All the ones that are doing their talk shows can thank Steve Allen for doing it first.
Friend Carl Reiner says Allen was always the life of the party.
When you met him, you just felt good. Anytime you saw Steve, if there was a large room and with a bunch of people and I saw that tall head standing, I would make a beeline for him.
Dick Clark says Allen was more than a funny man.
He could speak on virtually everything from everyday matters to cooking in the kitchen to Greek mythology. He had a wonderful, wonderful mind.
Steve Allen wrote more than 4,000 songs and 40 books. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Everyone knows interest rates are a little high right now, but not everyone knows what to do about it. We suggest a home equity loan through LendingTree.com. Home equity loans traditionally offer great rates, and at LendingTree.com, banks compete for your business. Then you pick the loan that's best for you. Just fill out one simple form and get up to 4 great offers back within hours. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
I've got dry skin, itchy skin, and sensitive skin. Find me a lotion that helps all that.
Introducing new Sensitive Skin Gold Bond Body Lotion. Unlike ordinary moisturizers, Sensitive Skin Gold Bond Lotion is specially formulated to be gentle to your skin. Plus, it's fragrance-free. Triple Action Sensitive Skin Gold Bond Lotion has a unique formula that moisturizes, soothes, and protects dry, itchy skin. And it's kind of sensitive skin.
That's no ordinary lotion.
Sensitive Skin Gold Bond Body Lotion. A kinder, gentler lotion.
The bargain hunters were out on Wall Street. Their spending spree started with the tech stocks and quickly spilled over to the blue chips. The Nasdaq gained 178 points, one of its best performances of the month. The Dow rose 135 points. The Pew Center on Global Climate Change says we need to take a more active role in the fight against global warming. The group says little changes can make a big difference, like switching to newer energy-efficient appliances. It wouldn't offend Richard Blankenship and Jennifer Osborne if you said they had a marriage made in hell. The Kansas City, Missouri couple tie the knot on this Halloween in the Edge of Hell haunted house, where both have worked for more than 7 years. The bride described the color of her gown as blood red. The groom dressed as a vampire. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, October 31st, 2000. I'm Cynthia Weber, CBS News.